Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called Spotting Rodent Infestations in Rochester Homes. You know that late-night scratching sound coming from your walls? The one that has you questioning your sanity at 3 a.m.? Well, I hate to break it to you, but you might be hosting some unwanted house guests. And let me tell you, these aren't the kind that just raid your fridge and crash on your couch. They're the type that can cost you thousands in repairs if you ignore them. Let's talk about how these tiny troublemakers are getting into your home in the first place. Think of your house like a leaky bucket, except instead of water getting out, you've got mice and rats finding their way in. The usual suspects? Those gaps around your utility lines that you never notice. Damaged roof vents that look fine from the ground, sneaky foundation cracks, and those garage doors that don't quite seal right. Trust me, if you can slip a pencil under it, a mouse can limbo right through. Now, your pets might be trying to tell you something's up before you even spot these entry points. If Fluffy's suddenly obsessed with staring at the kitchen baseboards, she might be onto something. Look for the telltale signs, droppings that look like dark rice grains near your baseboards, greasy marks along your walls. Yes, rats leave behind their version of bathroom graffiti, and mysterious odors in enclosed spaces that smell like your teenager's gym bag got lost in the wall. But here's where it gets serious, the damage you can't see. These critters are like tiny electrical contractors working in reverse. They love chewing on wiring, turning your insulation into their personal bedding, treating your food packages like an all-you-can-eat buffet, and building cozy nests in your dark corners with whatever they can shred. Just last month, I worked with a family in Brighton who learned this lesson the hard way. They ignored some minor signs until their lights started doing a disco dance routine. By then, those rodents had thrown themselves a $12,000 party in their walls, mainly in electrical damage. Talk about an expensive house party you didn't even get invited to. Here's your homework for today. Take 10 minutes, that's one commercial break of your favorite show, and walk around the outside of your house. Look for any gaps bigger than a quarter inch. Remember, if you can fit your pinky in it, a mouse can turn it into their front door. Seal those gaps immediately, and if you want a professional to take a look, well, you know who to call. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.